You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. See what differently placements are a great way to get blind or partially sighted people either into or back into employment. Today we're joined by Michael Keir, who's currently on a See What Differently placement at Vision PK. We're also joined by CEO of Vision PK, Kate Charles. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
You're welcome.
So first of all, Michael, let's come to you first. What was it that attracted you to the position?
Well, I was very lucky. I had a really close friend who works for Vision PK. He told me about it and put my name forward a little bit, and I made some phone calls, spoke to Kate, put my CV in, and I was fortunate enough to get an interview. It came from there, really. I was very lucky having a friend involved.
Now, Kate, coming to you, what was it about Michael's interview that made you think he was the right person for the job? And on a day-to-day basis, how do you support him in the work that he does?
Really interesting. I think, you know, as Michael said, Jamie, who works here, has obviously passed the information over to Michael, and Michael came in for the interview. And I think it was his whole like passion and enthusiasm. It just shone at the interview. You know, he was really driven. He'd come from a very, very different background. So Michael was a professional sports person in his prior, and it's very different for him, although he'd been involved in doing some aspects of his own fundraising and, you know, linking in with charities as part of being in that sports field for getting his sponsorships and things. But this was quite different. But I think that whole, obviously, his background experience from that was a really good fit, because we were looking for somebody as part of the placements to really support around fundraising, but also some of the like marketing side. So looking at how we promote ourselves as a charity. And I think somebody feeding into that who's got a visual impairment is essential, because we want to make sure that we're doing it in the right way. And so that's been very helpful for us, having that insight that he's been able to bring, both from having a visual impairment himself, but also some of his past experience of what he's been able to bring from what he was doing previously with events and, you know, getting sponsorships. That's really, really helped. Yeah, it was just such a good fit for us, and obviously a good fit for Michael as well.
Michael, can you take us through some of your main responsibilities that you've been doing throughout your placement at Vision PK?
So I've been working on a project for Friends of Vision PK. It's about trying to get people to partnership up with the charity and get money in to support it. So I've been having a look at the website, looking at how easy it is to navigate as a visually impaired or blind person. Also, the charity does work with hearing loss, so I'm trying to do a little bit more research on that, because that's something I really don't know very much about. We've got a lot of good stuff we've found out. I've also spoken to a lot of different people outside charity, with friends of mine that have visual impairment, friends of mine who don't have visual impairment. I've reached out to other people as well and done a lot of research online itself. We're looking at ways to attract people towards it by trying to make the packages for Friends Off more interesting as well, because there's three different price tierings for that as well.
Okay, coming back to you, I mentioned in the introduction that a See What Differently placement is a great way for blind or partially sighted people to get back into employment. But from an organisational standpoint, what can blind or partially sighted people bring to a workplace with one of these placements?
So much. I mean, the whole lived experience is so important. It's central to what we do anyway. You know, we have a lived experience group. We have two members of staff with lived experience as well. But I think just being able to bring that to the role, but also the wider team, you know, I think having that balance in the team has been key. People just being able to come and chat to somebody who's experiencing sight loss on a daily basis, and then actually being embedded in the team, is just so important. And also, as Michael's just been talking about, you know, some of the aspects of the work that he's been doing, being able to bring his own experiences to that has been great, but also being able to look at that bigger picture. So it's wider than obviously people living with sight loss. People are living with multiple disabilities and issues on a daily basis. So it's having that insight to look wider. But I think it's absolutely key to have lived experience as part, you know, whatever disabilities or challenges people are facing. If charities are supporting that, then it's essential. to have people with lived experience.
Michael, coming back to you, are there any adaptations or extra support that's had to be put in place?
Not massively, but a small issue with a computer screen just for brightness, but we got that really easily sorted out. But apart from that, it's been really smooth. I've had a lot of support from Kate and Wendy, who is my boss. So it's been very, very smooth, and I've been given a lot of support. I've really, really enjoyed it so far. So it's been fairly smooth. And any questions I've asked, I can send an email or can speak to face-to-face. So definitely not being left to just get on with it. Definitely there's support there where I need it, or I can just work myself, and there's no pressure on how fast I'm working. So I can actually do the research properly, and there's not that you need this done by Tuesday or anything like that. It's been really, really successful so far, I feel.
And my final question is for both of you. Would you recommend a C-Work Differently placement? And whether that is from an organisational standpoint, bringing on someone who is blind or partially sighted, or for you, Michael, as somebody with sight loss, getting into or back into employment?
Yeah, I mean, for me, absolutely. I mean, it's been a great experience. I think the one thing I would say, it's really important to have, you know, it's a 10-week placement. So it's really important to have a project or a piece of work that can be looked at over that period. That for us was really important, that Michael was coming in and had something specific that he was working on that would actually make a difference. So he feels valued as part of the contribution he's made, and it's added value to us as well. The process working with RMIB was great. It was, you know, it's been really straightforward. There was a lot of support and, you know, links that I had to sort of get it off the ground. So yeah, absolutely, I would say it's a, you know, it's been great for us, and I would definitely recommend it.
Again, so would I. I think it's a fantastic scheme. Again, previous to doing this, as was mentioned earlier, I was a professional athlete since I was a teenager. I have worked, but not really worked in anything like an office environment. I mean, this is a whole different ballgame to what I'm used to. So having the opportunity to come into something like this is fantastic, because I get to learn from that, but also there's not pressure. And like Kate said, having a project has been a lot of fun as well, because a lot of the stuff I've done through my sport, I did a lot of work with Disability Snow Sport UK charity, and I've worked with people in the local community where they're based as well. So I could draft bits of that knowledge into this. So that really helped me, but also being able to experience a similar type of work, but in a very, very different environment is amazing that that's available to people. 100% would recommend it to other people, for sure.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Michael here and Kate Charles of Vision PK, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.